We begin a new series today as we will look at some of the passages in the scriptures where we discover God speaking. God speaking in a very definite, deliberate, audible way. And it does happen. Several times in the scriptures we will see it. Now throughout the Bible, God speaks through his people. He speaks through the prophets. He speaks through historians in the Bible there. He speaks through the apostles. He speaks through the poets. And we have the Bible, don't we? This is God's word. Through us, has he spoken to us through the inspired word of his own, given through men. But as well as that, and on several occasions in the scripture, God is recorded as speaking directly. Speaking directly to individuals or to groups. Speaking directly to mankind as a whole. And the impact of what he says is life-changing. Nowhere is this more true than with the words God spoke when the universe was created. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. I find this one of the most majestic verses in the whole of the scripture. I am so glad the Bible begins with a verse such as this. Think of what it says. In the beginning, God. Before there was a beginning, there was God. Before time began, there was God. When there was nothing, there was God. Because God was always there in the beginning. In the beginning, God created. God made all things. God is the creator. God is the intelligence behind the universe. God is the one who created all things. You know, whether we like it or not, Bible-believing Christians, Christians who love the Lord with a passion, Bible-believing Christians do have different opinions about how God created this world. And they have different ways of understanding the passage that follows. Now each one of us needs to come to that passage. Each one of us needs to know in our heart where we stand. I am really thankful that entrance into glory does not depend on having a greater or a right understanding of creation. Because I doubt if anybody has. But one day we will know for sure. But till then, we need to understand what we believe for ourselves. But what is important is that there is one truth that everyone who makes their stand upon the Bible of God's word must hold to. And that is the truth that this verse proclaims. That God was present before all else. That God is the prime cause, if you like to say that. He is God and always was. And that God alone created all things. You know, this is the major truth that the Bible repeats again and again. That's why we can proclaim it really as a foundational truth. Again and again in both the New Testament and the Old Testament we are told this, that God planned, beautifully and artistically designed and created the universe. And he had a purpose in mind when he did so. Look at a verse like Isaiah 45:18. This is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, he founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And look at somewhere like Psalm 102:25-27. In the beginning, the psalmist said, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. like clothing, you will change them and they will be discarded. But you remain the same and your years will never end. Isn't that a wonderful verse? And then, speaking of God the Son and his involvement in creation, Paul says this in Colossians 1, 13 and 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, the preeminent one over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Now you can see what I'm saying, that the Bible believing Christian got to believe that. That God was there before all things, that God is the creator. And then there's the verse in Hebrews. Hebrews 11:3. And I want you to notice this verse. I think it's an important one. It emphasizes the need for faith over knowledge. Not the other way around. Not get your knowledge right and then have faith. Have faith, then you deal with the knowledge. By faith, we understand what? We understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. God began it all. But you know, as well as emphasizing God as the creator, the scriptures in their unity also emphasize the other major truth about the way that God created, that he spoke all things into being. That was words God created. Again and again, you know, in Genesis chapter 1 we read that God said and it happened. And I believe that's there for a reason. To show us that when God in his might and power of creation says a word and it comes into being. The immense power of a God who need only say a word for amazing things to happen. We say a lot of words, don't we? I know I do. Wish sometimes my words could just make things happen like that. We've got this silly brain training thing at home. You have Nintendo, DS Lite, I've gone up, I'm Techno now. And they have this little thing, you've got to say the colours. You've seen that one? They try to fool you. But you know the worst thing? You say black, and it says try again. And you know it is black. It hasn't picked up your voice. I think my voice can't even make the Nintendo app right. But God, with a word, can do amazing things. And that's what we find in this whole substance of the Word of God about creation, that God said and it happened. And it is this truth, the ability God has to create by a word, that the Bible comes back to again and again. Look at Psalm 33, verses 6 to 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry house host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. And then again in Psalm 148 and verse 5. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded. And they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depth. And it goes on and talks about us praising the Lord too. And back in that verse from Hebrews 11, where we are told that the universe was formed at God's command. And you know, it's this quality of Almighty God that we see later on in the earthly ministry of God the Son. Do you ever stop and think how much Jesus achieved by just saying a word. Just think of some of the stories. Jesus spoke the word, and the wind and the waves were immediately stilled in a storm. Remember that? Remember what the disciples said? What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? And the word he spoke was the word, one word in the Greek. It means be muscled. Be quiet, be still, be muscled. And he did. He said, be healed. And the disease fled. He said to the demons, be gone. And they went. He said to Lazarus, come. And he came out of a tomb. They'd been dead for 4 days. That is a powerful word. Remember that occasion, or I hope you do anyhow, when the centurion came to Jesus, that Roman centurion, his servant was really sick, and he wanted Jesus to heal his servant. Remember what he said to Jesus in Matthew 8:8? Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. The amazing thing is the Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit still acts the same way. He still speaks words into our hearts. Words that are able to transform darkness into light. Chaos into order, grief and anguish into a mysterious sense of inner peace that we can't explain to anyone. His word comes to us in so many different ways, doesn't it? It comes through the Bible. That's the major way it comes. It comes through a sermon. It comes through a study. It comes as an inner urging sometimes, like the story I told you last week about that guy, remember? And the milk. Or it may come through a friend who says just the word you need to hear at the right time, and they don't even know they said it half the time. Or it may come through a song. Or as we sit and watch the power or the serenity of nature unfolding at a beach or in a forest. God speaks his transforming word and quietens our hearts. Haven't you felt that? And you know what? He changes our lives through the word he speaks to our hearts. Back in Genesis 1, we are told that the earth was formless, was empty, was dark, before the Lord God spoke and changed everything. And it may be well, and it may well be, that such is how your life feels today. Formless, empty, dark. That's why I say to you, we'll cry out to Almighty God, who by the power of his word can change your life. It was in stages we're told he worked, according to Genesis 1. And he may well work in stages in your situation. Don't despair if it's not instant. It doesn't always work that way. But the fact is, that the Lord still has powerful words to speak into your heart and into my heart today. And I am so pleased about that. Words that heal. Words that give a new direction. Words that strengthen. Words that encourage. Words that give hope. So this morning, as you sit there, why don't for a moment just bow your head before the Almighty Creator of the whole earth, who showed us how powerful he is when he created by a word. The one who himself took on humanity, and therefore he knows the full extent of what troubles you today, what you're going through, what you're facing, even the joys that you're looking forward to. He knows the desires of your heart. And ask him to speak his word into your heart. And then wait for him to do so. It may not be instantaneous, but it will come. And you may be surprised how he will speak. But he will. Because all he wants from you and all he wants from me is a willingness to hear him and the desire to be his, to rest in his love, to desire to accept his way for my life, for your life, and to do so not just for now, but forever.